Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Robbie Jensen. He is the Director of Aging for Carbon and Emery Counties, which means he's really over all of the senior citizen centers. We're going to talk about what kind of restrictions, if any, there are at the senior citizen centers right now, and some of the great programs and things that they offer for those people. And we'll talk all about that with Robbie. Robbie, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And it's been a minute since you've been in.
It has. It has been quite a while. We closed down in, March of, 2020? And I think I came back for one interview letting you know that we were reopened, and it's been a while.
It's just been, and you said, you know, even though things are slowly getting back to normal, you think you're busier now than you were before then.
There are all sorts of things that have been going on. So, I've been staying pretty busy.
All right. Well, let's start talking about the senior citizen centers. Now, are you guys open with no restrictions right now, full open?
Currently, we are fully open in both Carbon and Emery counties. So all seven locations between the two counties are open, no restrictions. The only restriction that I have placed on people is please don't come in when you're sick.
Well, and that's very simple, and it's pretty easy to remember. But with those restrictions, you were also saying that meant some changes to your Meals on Wheels program.
It does. So before, when we were closed, we had curbside meals that were available. Now that we are fully reopened, we have to go back to the guidelines that we have set up through the state and through the federal governments. Which means that you have to qualify for meals again. So if you're 60 or older and you're more or less homebound, you can qualify for mobile meals. And it's a quick and easy process. Just give us a call at the senior center. Our mobile meal director will come out, do an assessment, just ask you some questions, make sure that you qualify for the meals that we're bringing out. Otherwise, come out to the centers. We're open for lunch at noon every Monday through Thursday in Price, and then Monday or Tuesday, depending upon where you are in Emery County. But come out and enjoy a meal. The whole point of the meals is for social interactions. And we all know what it's like to be home during COVID, no one to talk to, and we suffer for it. And so we want to make sure that our seniors are getting out there and getting the socialization that they need and we provide.
I agree 100%. It's time to get back out and go and enjoy getting with your friends again and just get out and do stuff.
Yes, I understand for those that are nervous with COVID. I mean, our numbers have been rising, and lots of people have been getting COVID, even those that are vaccinated. But it's one of those risks, and if you're willing to come out, we're willing to feed you.
And so head on out to the senior centers. Once again, you said Carbon and Emery counties are all open and the schedules are posted, and you can get a hold of people out there to let you know what those schedules are if you're not sure of them. Some of the other great things that you have great events that you guys do all the time and programs and things like that. And with it being tax time, you've got one that goes on, you said, is it every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday from 12:30 to 2:30, we have the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, or VITA program, that comes out, and we have volunteers that come out and help the seniors or anyone in the community to file their income tax for free. And that is a program from the federal government, and you can either give us a call at the senior center to make an appointment. We have 30-minute time slots to get those things done, and we're not the only location. There are locations throughout Carbon, Emery, Grand, San Juan, throughout the state, basically, that does this. And you can give... Colton Judd is over the VITA program for our area of the state, and make an appointment with him if you wanted to go to a different location other than the senior center.
And he'll just kind of coordinate it with you and take it from there?
He could. You could call us directly if you wanted to come into the Carbon County Senior Center. Otherwise, there's drop-off locations in other places in Carbon County and Emery County as well.
And Colton would know all those.
Colton would know all of those.
He'll take care of you as far as that goes. Now, what other programs have you started offering again out there?
Sure. So we have all of our normal programs that we've had going. We have line dancing. We have an exercise group. In the afternoons, we have a movie that we show in the afternoons. We're back to bingo. Basically, all of our programs are back and open. And we also have a new program that we are just getting off the ground called Bingo Size. And it incorporates bingo and exercise, hence Bingo Size. And it's basically a chair aerobics course. And we're just getting that up and running in the area. So if you think that you might be interested in that, give us a call. And once we get firm dates and everything set, we'll get Bingo Size up and off the ground.
All right. Have you got some great programs that you're planning? I know you guys have great events that you try and do with the seniors and that are usually in the summertime and stuff like that and trips and things like that. Can you do trips yet or no? Are you still a little leery to do those kinds of things?
We are a little leery to do a few of those things. We kind of keep our transportation to Carbon and Emery counties. We do have, if you need a ride to an appointment or something like that, you can give us a call at one of the senior centers and we can get you to your appointments as you need. But we're not really going outside of the counties right now, just with COVID numbers being so high. I don't want to risk the potential of closing the centers down again because we know what a pain that is. So
most definitely. All right. Now, if anybody's got questions about either Carbon or Emery County Senior Centers, how do they get a hold of you guys to get that information?
Sure. So if they gave us a call at the Carbon Senior Center for Carbon County, it is 435-636-3202. They can just give us a call at that number. And then there's so many different phone numbers. I don't want to confuse people about Emery County, but if you just looked up senior centers in Emery County, you could give us a call at any of those senior centers and they could give us a call.
All right. Robbie Jensen, the Director of Aging for Carbon and Emery Counties, thank you so much for coming in today. And we appreciate you coming in and updating us on what's going on with the senior citizen centers.
Not a problem. I appreciate it. And we are going to be having a dance on March 18th out at the senior center from 6 to 8. So anybody that wants to come out and have a good time.
All right. So once again, they're all open with no restrictions as of right now. Get out, have that social event, get back and hang out with your friends and everybody and have a good time. Robbie, once again, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.